Yes, indeed. And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I was thinking about how much fun we had last Saturday during this hour and what great work Lindis has done. I was talking with producer Ryan Purpich this morning, and he agreed, too, that that broadcast center there at CCO looks mighty good since Lindis gave it a facelift. Really, really. Tell it for the listeners who haven't been there yet, and I know they've got today, tomorrow, and Monday to head to the fair. What did your crews do there?
Well, you know, Denny, it's been like an 8-year project. So over the last few years, we've done the roofing. We added GAF Energy solar shingles this year. We redid it all with LP Smart Side with a diamond coat finish. You have our season guard windows on the booth. We redid all of the benches with AZAC decking and the where all the plantings and the window boxes are. And next year, the plans are redoing the fence and then adding a pergola over the top of the entire seating area to add shade. So it'll be shade brought to you by Lindis Construction. And I think this was one of those years where shade really wasn't that big of a factor. But I just I don't think we're going to have perfect weather every single state fair going forward. No. There just wasn't a crazy hot day. And knowing that years past, you know, this is the year we actually had, like, at our other building, our other booth, which is in the dairy building, we were giving away these fans that have, like, a mister. Like a little personal fan with a mister, which on a given year, just walking inside of any of the buildings at the state fair was some of those buildings were pushing 95 degrees on the inside. Those fans would go like hotcakes. We had to like basically beg people to take them this year. So we'll have some of those left over, I'm guessing, for next year. This was a perfect year, but we're not done remodeling the CCO Broadcast Center quite yet. So hopefully by this time next year, by the opening of the fair next year, you'll see it. This should be set. We shouldn't have to touch another thing at that building for quite some time.
Yeah. And the touches I call landscaping. I mean, they really added a lot. Not only that bench, but the other touches. Really, really great. And as I was sitting there talking with you on mic, I was right next to the siding that you guys had replaced there, and I'm touching it and feeling it. How long does that LP siding last in a home, would you guess?
You know, the finish warranty, depending on the type of finish that you have, is going to be 35 years. So I'm confident that you may have to repaint it every 25 to 35 years, depending on the finishes that you pick, but it really should be the last time that you side your home. Now, we have some projects that are, like, our oldest project for LP, I believe, is 16 years old and still looks awesome. I have it on my house. One thing I did notice on my house this year with the LP, there's a little bit of green algae growing on it, but I hit it with Wet and Forget, which is, like, just a outdoor spray, and then sprayed it off with the hose, and it's not come back at all. And I've only had 2 warranty claims on LP. And to be honest with you, it led to some installation changes that we're doing at Lindis Construction, specifically the cut edges. LP had it before where, again, this is only 2 warranty claims. And LP stepped up and took care of the customers. Out of the hundreds of jobs, thousands of jobs that we've done now with LP, we've only had 2 warranty claims. And this is 2 years ago now we made the change where anytime that we cut LP, even if it's going to be going into a butt end that's going to be covered with caulking, we're going to paint that edge. And I think that's going to make sure that even though that LP covered it and it's still their installation instructions say you do not have to paint that edge, just that one little extra step, it costs us maybe 5 to 10 minutes a job. And maybe $20 in materials a job to do it that way. It's just another added line of defense that if water ever does get behind the silicone, again, think of caulking. You know, caulking on the inside of the home eventually fails. Now you put it on the exterior of the home. You have a wider range of temperatures it has to deal with, it a wider range of expansion contraction that it has to deal with, and you're trying to make that last and never look at it or maintain it. That's why one of the things that we're doing, the main things that our maintenance program is going to be inspecting all of the caulking on the exterior of the home and all of your interior doors and windows, anything that needs to be adjusted. Those are all things that our maintenance program takes care of, because we know when you address those things and take care of those things, the chances of a product like LP SmartSide lasting a lifetime, being the last siding that that house ever uses, goes up and up and up. It's just, it's a little bit of maintenance goes a very, very long ways in the length in which our exterior materials last, whether it's decking, windows, siding, roofing, garage doors, everything. All of those things need some maintenance. And just think, let's just take garage doors. One of our best friends, Casey Weiss, is a garage door guy. And, you know, every time he comes to my house, it seems like he leaves me a half a can of garage door lube from his truck, because he knows, even though I'm in the business, he heard my garage door go up and it doesn't sound as good as it should, and every roller should be greased or use that special lube that he has, and I do it. So he leaves it right nice on my workbench for me as like a little hint that I need to do this. And that's something that should be done annually. When you do that, think of like the motor on your opener. It doesn't have to work as hard. So it's a combination of everything. Again, you want something to last 30, 40, 50 years. A little bit of maintenance goes a very, very long ways.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up as far as the garage door maintenance. This is a great time of year to do that very thing. Another project I'm going to take note of here that I've got to take care of. But that siding, getting back to the LP siding, that's got to be a popular choice, does it not, for homeowners? I mean, you've got, if people, I know they can go on your website and check out all the different styles, the fish scales and all these, whatever you call it. You can really modify to each home the exact style that person wants, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's over 85% of the siding projects that we install our LP SmartSide. Then the vast majority of the rest of them are steel. We do a vinyl job here and there, but it's pretty rare that we get into it. Usually it's because we're only doing one or two walls. We're trying to match during certain storm damage situations. But the nice part about LP, whether it's vertical, I've even done it with like a 3-inch reveal where I rip down the LP to make only a 3-inch reveal. Now that's a lot of cut edges that you have to paint. This was an old four-square town home, or an old four-square farmhouse that was fourth generation, I believe, in that family. And it was very, 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 very important to this particular customer that it stayed with that same look. And this particular customer happened to be my favorite teacher in high school. So he was our speech English drama teacher. And the all-school play, believe it or not, I was an all-school play kid, Denny. And I couldn't say no to Mrs. Joaquin, and still, every time I drive by that house, it's one of the better-looking siding projects. We've never done another one like that, because it did take about twice as long as we anticipated. And again, that amount of cut edges, you just got to, that's a lot of paint and a lot of risk you're opening yourself up to.
Who would have guessed you would be using your thespian talents in the construction business, but you do it quite well. You blend it in quite well. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you, and I know the fair is not over yet, but I want to ask you about the interest, if you've heard with people stopping by Linda's at the fair, talking about that maintenance program, exactly what it is. So we'll take this break, be back on the other side. Weather-wise, looks pretty good this holiday weekend. We expect to see sunshine today. We'll get up to about 77 today. Sunny near 79 tomorrow. Labor Day Monday, if you're heading to the fair or any other outdoor activity, should be sunny. Now, there's a small chance of showers in the afternoon, 20%. Otherwise, highs Monday, 78. At this moment, here in the Twin Cities, we have an overcast sky. Hope to see the sunshine. 61 degrees here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back. to our Home Improvement Show. We're here every Saturday morning in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Lindus Construction. Have I spelled it yet? No, L-I-N-D-U-S, lindusconstruction.com. Or if you want to call them after the holiday for whatever project you have in mind, keep in mind that first visit always free, whether it's insulation, windows, siding, gutters, you name it. They'll come to your house, and that first visit always free. 844-9-LINDUS. Give them a call next week, 844-9-LINDUS. Andy, before the break, I wanted to ask you about that maintenance program. First of all, maybe for those folks that don't know, I think it's a great idea. But what kind of interest have you found, if any, at the Minnesota State Fair so far?
Oh, lots of interest. Schedule for that crew is booking up pretty solidly for the next couple of weeks for sure. And something that we're offering with every project at Lindus Construction to our customers, it is an annual inspection that includes minimal maintenance and a maintenance plan for your home. We're also going to include the guide to buying homeowners insurance, and so those two things alone, and a 360 model of your home that gives you every opening measurement, so every garage door, window measurement, all of your siding measurements, all of your roofing measurements. That's all for you, so you'll have a nice folder for your house on it, what everything is. Most importantly, anytime a home improvement thing comes up, you're going to have the ability, once we do this maintenance program, you're going to have the ability just to give us a phone call, and we can talk about it over the phone and at least ballpark almost any project you can dream of from that point on in a very short fashion. So where sometimes, like before someone calls our office right now, it might take us a week to get out there, another couple hours to put together the estimate for them. And if you're on our maintenance program, that can happen in a matter of minutes now.
I think it's a great idea, and I can see that there's a lot more sleeping at night with, you know, feeling good about having that in your back pocket there. I love the idea. I tell you what, Andy, we're getting some phone calls as well as texts. Let's grab one. Gene is calling in from Anoka, I believe, this morning. Gene, you're on with Andy Lindus.
Hi, good morning, Andy. I have a question on roof. Cost basis difference of a steel roof versus more traditional shingles, and do the benefits make up for the increased cost?
Good question. Let's start with the last part of that question first. The benefits. I think one of the biggest benefits with a metal roof over a asphalt roof is the lack of blue-green algae or mildew or moss growing on it. Metal is, no matter how shady the roof is, no matter what type of trees you have, it's one of those products that just doesn't have that type of stuff growing on it. Cost-wise, so you're going to be looking at where a really upper-end Class 4 roof from us is going to be about 40% less than a metal roof. So you have to kind of weigh those two options out. Now, the thing about metal, depending on your homeowner's insurance policy, cosmetic damage might not be covered. In fact, a lot of bigger insurance companies aren't covering cosmetic damage on metals, including metal roofing. Meaning, if a hailstorm comes through and dents your roof and makes your roof look terrible, I've seen this on a few times, your insurance company is not going to pay to replace it unless it's leaking. It has to have structural damage or functionality that is no longer working in order for the insurance company to cover it. And I think that's a big negative on the metal roofing side. So but that's not every insurance company. A lot of them still do cover it, and it does take quite a bit of hail to damage our heavy gauge steel roofing. So if you have that type of hail coming through, chances are it's going to be wrecking other stuff on your house too. And it makes it a little bit easier with the insurance company. But if you do have a metal roof, I would definitely talk to them right now about cosmetic damage and whether or not it is covered. Sometimes to get that endorsement, it's only $200 to $400 a year. But it's a good time to go shopping with your insurance companies. That's why, like, you hear the, you know, we use NOAA Insurance. They go to, and they're out of like Forest Lake, and they can, you know, go to 13, 14 different insurance companies and find you the best policy that way. I hear Jason talk about the Canopy Group, also another good group. Tube, you have to have a pretty large amount of stuff under insurance in order to get them to work, but they've been really good to work with. But I know AmFam and State Farm both also have the ability to write cosmetic damage policies. So it's one of those things you need to make sure you're talking to your customer about. So that's the scariest part with it. Costs more, and it might not get covered in a hailstorm. And that's what you have to kind of weigh out. Having said that, it's a 60-40 split. 60% of the roofs that the Lindis family owns are metal. 40% of them are asphalt. I have the asphalt roofs, and the rest of my family all has metal roofs. So if you can draw whatever conclusion you want from that.
I know we're going to break for weather here in a moment. Texter sent this in. They want you heard you mentioned Casey's name. They want to know what company is he with. And that comes from Reed. Is he with a garage door company?
Yeah, AAA Garage Door and Blackhawk Garage. Out of Western Wisconsin is Blackhawk Garage Door, and then out of Bloomington, AAA Garage Door. So you can they have people that come out and do maintaining your garage doors, replacing your garage doors, you name it. They take care of you. And they do that.
Excellent.
Polyurea floors, too, and do a really good job with it.
All right. Very good. I tell you what, let's do this. I'm up kind of up against the clock here for that forecast. On this holiday weekend, let's do that. Let's take a break, invite our listeners to bring in more home improvement questions. We have some via text. If you want to call in, that's great, too, or send a text. 651-461-9226. It's a holiday weekend here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Boy, Andy, we're coming up to the month of September. I know there's, in fact, I was looking at the deals myself through Lindus. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're looking at, for the month of September, 75% off installation labor, right?
Yes, 75% off the installation labor on the installation of Leaf Guard Gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF Asphalt Roofing.
Great stuff. We had talked about, you were mentioning the word insurance, and that inspired a couple of listeners to send this text. Let me just read this first one. Texter sent this in. We had a person out to look at our roof because of a leak. He said we have hail damage. We filed a claim with our insurance company. They inspected. They said we had hail damage on the vents and ridge, but not the shingles. How could that be? The shingles are 16 years old.
You know, we see it pretty regular. Without taking a look at it, I would have a hard time telling you exactly what's going on. But the vents and the hip and ridge is more susceptible to hail damage than the rest of the roofing typically. So those are where hail shows up the most is on those. And it's not uncommon to see hail claims that are only covering those parts of it. What worries me is I've seen this situation a couple of times because your roof is 16 years old. Let's say you agree to do the repair. And this is, I'm almost guaranteeing this is how this will play out too. You do the repair. Next year, you're going to get a letter from the insurance company saying, unless you replace your entire roof, they're not going to cover your roof with hail and or wind damage anymore.
Hmm.
So it may behoove you to have that conversation with your insurance company right now, because it you might have to look at changing insurance companies in order to keep hail and wind coverage. But chances are, with the roof being that old and not a class 4 shingle, or installed in a fortified manner, they aren't going to cover it. Or it'll be an ACV plan only, meaning your deductible will be $10,000 to $20,000, somewhere in there. And that's just, so it might be time to upgrade that roof and talk to your insurance company about it. I'm not saying one way or the other to do it. Again, I haven't seen this. There's been plenty of times where I've looked at it and the insurance company's looked at it and we find damage and they didn't. And then we get another adjuster out there to take a look at it. You always have that right. And then you can go down with a public adjuster down that road after getting the second adjuster out and taking a look at it. But without taking even some pictures, if you send some pictures to us, chances are we can take a look at it. But if you want one of our experts to come out, and we will tell you damage or no damage, but you have to be really careful. I saw a statistic this morning, Denny, I'm a pretty well-known roofing influencer, if you will.
Okay.
On social media, that was talking with he's done some research. Haven't looked completely into it, but the number, the headline was 50% of roofing claims are fraudulent, and vandalism is happening on roofs where roofers are going up on roofs and damaging roof in a way to get it covered. I've seen this twice this year. With our company and my people looking at roofs that I was on this roof 2 weeks ago and this damage was not here. And there hasn't been any hail or wind coming through. The only thing that's happened to this roof in the last 2 weeks is door knockers have gotten up on it. And that's kind of scary. Desperate people do desperate things. And the Twin Cities market is down almost like it's like 50 some odd percent in roofing year to date. So imagine all of these roofing companies that have spawned up in the last decade are having a year with 50% less work out there.
Yeah.
And it just that worries me. So you just you have to be careful and make sure you know who is getting on your roof. And there's lots of really good contractors and roofers here in the Twin Cities. If you do your due diligence and make some phone calls on the front end and get somebody out like one of my people, we're going to do a thorough inspection, not only of your roof, your attic, and the whole exterior of the home, but you're going to have really good documentation and video of what we did while we were up there, and you're going to be able to see exactly what it is. And we never make up damage, but I'm telling you, if there is damage and we feel that the insurance company was wrong, there isn't a better group of people in the entire Twin Cities that will go and fight for you to make it right. And that's the nice thing with us. Our reputation is such with every insurance company around the Twin Cities that we're on almost every preferred list you can get on when it comes to insurance companies because they know of our integrity and that we aren't going to make up damage. And if we say there is damage, there's a really, really good chance that there is. On the very rare occasion, we make a mistake, but it's never on purpose. But I'm telling you, with the training that my people go through every week on what is damage and what is damage and the tools that we have to take a look at your roof and the from the inside of the home, it's really hard to dispute what we come up with.
Well, that's kind of a disturbing story about some of these people, these desperate people who damage roofs. You know, 1 week, the roof is fine. Next week, 2 weeks later, it's about what do they do to damage it? Have you ever seen or heard?
They put dents in ridge. They rip shingles. There's something called wind zippering that can happen when a heavy wind comes through. And if you grab the shingles from the certain right area, you can mimic that, and that breaks all of the seals. From the glue of the shingles, everything that gives you the wind damage warranty starts to get compromised in a way that the next time wind comes through, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So they go through, they dig out the granules. Some of them, desperate people doing desperate things doesn't mean they're smart. When you get on a roof and all of the marks on the shingle are the exact same shape, It's a pretty good clue. I mean, yeah, all hail is similarly shaped, but the head of a hammer and the weight of where the hammer hits is also different. There's been people videotape every year. They put up these sting operations. There was a guy that I think it was in Georgia a couple of years ago. He cut out his shoe and had these golf balls he could slide into the like his shoe, and then he'd walk around the roof grinding his heel.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's you. If you don't know who's getting up on your roof, that's not the person that should get up on your roof. Like it just, it's gotten to that point, and there's enough of these shady characters out there that, and this again, we live in the Twin Cities. This is one of the best areas of the country, and I feel like I'm qualified to say that because I go all over the country. We have clients all over the country that use our software, and I'm telling you, we're in the land of, you know, it's 10,000 lakes. We have 10,000 really good contractors that the rest of the country looks to as leaders in our industry. So it's not that hard to find a good roofer or a good contractor here in the Twin Cities. You may have to be patient, but I'm telling you, if somebody can come out and do the work tomorrow, that's not the person you want working on your house typically.
Mm-mm.
The best of the best are booked.
Well, considering that text, that last text you've been responding to, like you said, I urge that person to call Linda's and get your people out there, at least for a second opinion. That's what I would do. At least, you know, it's free. Why not get a little more information, which is always good. Now, Andy, I'm looking at another text that came in right after that one. It says this: Andy, a tree fell on my roof. Only one slope was damaged and needs replacement, about 25% of the entire roof. Thinking about putting class 4 shingles on the damaged portion, but because the other 75% is about 12 years old, I would need to get to take off shingles and do the whole house in class 4 shingles to get a discount from the insurance company. They want your thoughts on that situation.
You know, I'd have to weigh out the numbers exactly. And for me, it's a no-brainer anytime you have to touch over 45% of the roof to replace the entire roof. It starts to outweigh itself, the cost versus benefit, everything that you try to look at right there. So when you hit 45% of the roof, for us, that's when it goes from repair to replace. Now, could you repair this? What worries me, again, is the age of your shingles. And it's not going to, like, say you do this small repair, that means you're going to end up having to replace the entire roof probably 8 to 10 years from now. Anyways, so it's a good time to at least put numbers to replacing the entire roof. And if you're going to do that, always look at the class 4 options. And I've seen 20 to 24% discounts the last couple of months from insurance providers when you have a class 4 roof installed in a fortified manner. So again, all of that is available at Linda's Instruction, but every roofer has some of those options available. And it's something I'd at least take a look at before I made the decision so I could weigh out what the costs are exactly. Because you might just be putting, you know, a temporary, I don't want to say it's a temporary fix, like it's 25% of your roof. It should be something that lasts a long time. If you had a class 4 shingle already, it'd be no brainer. Just do the repair. But being that you don't have a class 4 shingle now, I might look at replacing the entire thing.
I was thinking about the state fair, and you had mentioned when we were together last week that Linda's Construction is in a couple places. At our broadcast center, you can talk to Linda's people, and at the dairy building. And I was wondering, what are people asking? What are they interested in getting done at their respective homes? What is it? Insulation? Is it roofing? Windows? Do you have any data on that?
You know, been a lot of leaf guard gutter inquiries. You know, it's pretty easy. We have a water display at both of those booths, and people stop and talk to us about leaf guard all the time. And the other one would be decking and outdoor living. So people that are looking at three-season porches, four-season porches, and redoing their decking with a maintenance tree. I had a customer come with pictures, and they showed me this deck. It's a cedar deck, and it looks beautiful, mind you. But he showed me this picture and goes, I just refinished this for the last time in my life. So I want you guys to replace it with a maintenance-free system. It was a 15, 20-year-old cedar deck that had been sanded and refinished a bunch of times, but I've been that feeling. We all get to that point, us formerly wood deck owners like myself, where you've stained these spindles for the last time, and you've stained this or sanded this deck for the last time. And we've heard this a lot from customers wanting to either redo their outdoor space, add an outdoor space, or make their outdoor space a maintenance-free outdoor space.
And this is right now, and certainly heading into the winter, really is a great time for people planning. We always talk about it this time of year, to get a hold of Linda's mm-hmm. Construction and start planning now so you can enjoy something next year, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a good shot we can get it done yet this year if that's what you want. But if you are looking at, like, you want to get this done next spring and enjoy it for the entire summer, I think right now is the best time to start planning. When it comes to any type of home improvement project, the sooner you can get started on the planning process, the less of a chance of you making a risky emotional decision, because time is of the essence.
Yeah, that's
true. People that are in a hurry or in a rush that always seem to make a mistake or go with a company they shouldn't have went through it, or didn't get the materials that they wanted to, or paid too much for the product. Now you have time. You can get estimates. You can think about it. You can look at the different financing options with your local bank and whatever contractor you're looking for. So the faster you can work on planning out a home improvement project, and the longer time you have, the better off you're going to be in the long run.
Absolutely. Andy, hang on. We'll take this quick break. We have more questions to get answered here. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, still have time for yours, call or text 651-461-9226. 61 degrees now in the Twin Cities. We're heading to 77. We hope to see sunshine later. 79 tomorrow, sunny skies. A couple of great more days to get to the fair. Monday, the holiday, small chance of showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy, the high then in the mid to upper 70s. So, great weather. 61 now, here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Again, if you want to get something going there, some project in mind, give them a call this coming week right after the holiday, 844-9-LINDUS, or I tell you what, if you're heading to the State Fair today, tomorrow, or Monday, stop by the CCO Broadcast Center. We'd love to see you there, of course. But you can also see Lindus at the Dairy Building. Now, Andy, tell me, because I missed it last week. Has anybody from Lindus tried a chocolate malt from the Dairy Building?
I think almost everyone working in the Dairy Building has tried a chocolate malt. What amazes me is, and I've gone back and looked at it on, I don't know, four or five different occasions, but the line to go watch the butter carving has been outstanding the entire week. And I'm telling people that have been in the Dairy Building a lot over the years. You know, I've only been in there one other time. It's the first year we've had the booth in there. And it actually has been some of the smaller lines to get dairy, get the malts or the ice cream that they have in the back corner than a lot of fairs. And I think because of the cooler weather that we've had, that may be the case. But the last time I was in a couple days ago in the Dairy Building, that line was out the door to get a malt. So, you know, I didn't get to have one this year. I did have some ice cream that my wife brought by. But if people are willing to wait in line 20 minutes to get a malt, it's got to be as good a malt as it gets in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's been years, but oh, yeah. All right, let's get back to home improvement. Here's a text for you. Andy, is a vapor barrier plastic still recommended on the inside of walls when using spray foam and batten fiberglass insulation combo? I'm hearing no. Because it traps moisture.
Yeah, close. Like, especially with us, we're going to use a closed cell spray foam, which is going to act like a vapor barrier. If you're using an open cell, which I don't know a lot of people that do that, it's kind of designed for air to move or water vapor to be able to move through there. It has a permeating, but closed cell acts as the vapor barrier, so you shouldn't need the plastic.
Are you getting, does Lindus get a lot of interest in, because you and I talk about this spray foam in the attic, just insulating questions, insulation questions, either at the fair or just during the week at Lindus. Are people interested in getting that done?
Absolutely. This time of year, and, you know, everyone has been looking at fall Maronnacks, thinking about the fall and the winter that's about to come on us here. And, you know, over the next September and October, those types of inquiries definitely ramp up. And that's something to keep in mind, too. There's spray foam. I've seen in the last 15, 20 years, no less than, I don't know, a dozen insulators come and go. The barrier to entry for spray foaming is very, very small. Not a lot of money to get started with a spray foam truck, a trailer. The materials you can get pretty readily available to go into those machines. But knowing what I know on how good you have to be at spray foaming in order to make it not have a void, not have moisture issues, not have, you know, shrinkage issues where it cracks. Well, these are all things that I've seen go bad on spray foam jobs over the years. And just know, I would do that when it comes to anything that you're doing on your home, you should do your research and make sure they have good reviews. And I always wanted to see somebody that has a project, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. There's been a lot of these insulators popping up over the years and roofers adding this to their mix of products that they offer. And I'm telling you, that's one thing about us. Our people that do spray foam insulation only do spray foam insulation. Our people that install windows only install windows. Our people that install roofing only install roofing. There's a way to get the best of the best in the world at this and be a true craftsman. You got to do it every day. And I would ask those questions when it comes to insulators. But I've seen these people come and go. I get offered to buy a spray foam machine from somebody. It seems like 2 or 3 times a year, someone's going out of business and wants to sell me all of their machines. But these machines, if they're not cared for and maintained, go sideways pretty quick too. So I have, after inspection of these machines, I've yet to pull the trigger on any yet.
Oh, wow. All right, Andy, we've got about 2.5 minutes to go, and I want to try to get these questions answered. Texter says, due to an accident that cracked one of our composite deck boards, we have to replace a 20-foot length. How can we get it, age it, to match the existing 15-year-old decking? There's a quandary.
Yes, you know, because everything fades. It's in it, but it fades uniformly, so you don't know it until you replace it with a new board. And most of the composite decks are mainly plastic, so that fades more than most. So it's that's going to be a tough one unless you can find somebody with, you know, an aging machine. But most of them aren't 20 feet long. When I say an aging machine, there's a lot of testing facilities that put windows and roofing and other things through where 1 week equals a year, has enough UV light and wind exposure and moisture exposure where it's 1 week equals a year. So if you do 30 weeks in that chamber, it's going to be the equivalent of that exterior product being on the exterior of a home for 30 years, which, so again, I don't even know why I bring this up because it's not possible for anybody to find one that with a 20-foot board, but that's the, you might have to look at a different color. Hopefully it's not that off, but a lot of times after a couple of years of sitting outside, it'll blend in better, but it's always going to be a little bit darker, my guess, than the rest of the deck boards.
About a minute and a half to go. Texter says, my fascia is cedar that's painted. Would it be advantageous to cover the fascia with metal or just repaint prior to putting on leaf guard gutters?
Ooh. Again, any painted surface eventually has to be repainted. So if I'm putting on leaf guard gutters, I would at least look at what it would cost for us to put on a fascia wrap over the top of that. So again, make it match the gutters. It's again, the entire eave then is maintenance free. And chances are if you have a wood fascia, you have wood soffits too. So more than likely, when I see wood soffits, I find that they have inadequate intake in their venting, and that should be addressed as well. So I would take a look at all of it and let the numbers dictate my decision. And if I'm at inadequate venting, I'd at least add venting. As far as priorities go, if I had to prioritize between adding venting and putting on a metal fascia, I would prioritize to adding venting.
All right, Andy, we've got about 30 seconds to go, and I wanted, you know, the next time we talked, it will be September, and give us again the deals coming up for the month of September.
75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF Asphalt Roofing.
844-9-LINDIS or get on the web, lindisconstruction.com. Have a great week. Enjoy the holiday, Andy, and let's talk next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Denny. Have a great day.
Good deal. Andy Lindis. Yeah, check him out. Get to the CCO Broadcast Center at the fair. And then head over to the dairy building, whether you get a malt or not. But talk to the Lindis folks. A lot of good people with a lot of great information. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. Ryan Perpich, thank you for producing this other masterpiece of yours. Enjoy the weather. 77 will be the high today, and Sunday near 79. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO.